AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado's daughter accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in Norway on her mother's behalf today. Ana Corina Sosa said in a speech written by her mother that Venezuela shows the world we must be willing to fight for freedom.
She wants to live in a free Venezuela, and she will never give up on that purpose. That is why we all know, and I know, that she will be back in Venezuela very soon.
Audio courtesy, production, NRK. Machado has been in hiding and hasn't been seen in public since January 9th, when she was briefly detained after joining supporters in a protest in Venezuela's capital of Caracas. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told congressional leaders yesterday that he was still weighing whether to release the full video of an attack on an alleged drug boat that killed two survivors. Hegseth provided a classified briefing for congressional leaders alongside Secretary of State Marco Rubio and CIA Director John Ratcliffe at the Capitol. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the briefing was unsatisfying.
I asked Secretary Hegseth, Secretary of Defense Hegseth, would he let every member of Congress see the unedited videos of the September 2nd strike? His answer, we have to study it. Well, in my view, they've studied it long enough.
Brad Lander, the outgoing comptroller of New York City, is challenging U.S. Representative Dan Goldman in a Democratic primary for a liberal district in Lower Manhattan and Northwest Brooklyn. Lander is a progressive ally of Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. The U.S. stock market remains largely quiet as Wall Street waits to hear from the Federal Reserve in the afternoon. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Australia's social media ban for young people.
At a news conference in Sydney, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese speaks of his pride as a world-first social media ban for children under 16 comes into effect across the country.
Well, this is a day in which my pride to be Prime Minister of Australia has never been greater. This is world-leading. This is Australia showing enough is enough.
Albanese feels sure the reform will change lives. Also speaking at the press conference was 12-year-old Florence Brodrib, a social media ban advocate.
I honour the courage of every parent, every sibling, and every young person who has been hurt or lost because of the online world.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.